Drive on live.
Microphone's up. Get the microphone near you, Jay. You ready?
I'm here. Are we on?
Yeah, we're on. This is it. We're exciting. Actually live radio. It's happening right now.
Really? No introduction? I'm just talking.
No introduction. We're just going to go for it. Well, if the answer to your question, to the question before, do you like burgers, is yes, then people have stayed tuned. But as you quite correctly said,
if they said no, then they're not going to be listening anymore, which is a shame, because some people, they might not like burgers, but they still might like to come to Phuket's Best Burger 5. Dare to dream
forever. Like, I like the number 5. That's the best bit there. Dare to dream about burger relish. Do you think there's any people out there who just order burgers for the relish?
I don't know, but can I just do a shout out to DJ Tank, who's laid up in hospital at the moment because he's lazy and not getting out of bed. But he's just sent me a little message on our Facebook.
He's actually got all his gear there, though.
I know,
he's DJing.
He's done a DJ mix for me for Friday night, which I'll talk about later.
Wow, brilliant.
But he has just sent a message. We're live on Facebook at the moment.
Sorry, Gaffy Tank.
Hello, see, you can see me. Here's me. Live on Jayla Shark's Facebook. If you're not my friend, then you can't see it. But if you are my friend, you can see it. Tank's asked for a burger. And the answer is no.
Yeah, quite unequivocally, no. Definitely not.
So, hello, Jason Wilder. So, thank you for having me. Jason, I got gifts for you.
Have a glass of water and a rice cake, Tank. That's what you're having, mate.
Rice cakes are minging. Jason,
I like rice cakes.
Hold on, I'm looking at me.
I actually go for corn thins more.
I've got look at my microphone. I've got presents for you, Jason, because you know I always bring presents in for you.
Well, you do, and because of that reason, I saw some things, and we were going to have this interview like before Christmas.
Yes.
And I got you presents, and I even told you I got you presents. I said, well, just come in, whatever, anyway, because I've got
you. Are you doing
some
your presents first?
You go for a present first.
Right, okay. Are you doing one by one? Because I got.
Yeah,
ten.
Doing one by one. All right, it's great radio, this. So we're giving each other visual gifts.
Well, my usual gift. A can of Shark.
Love it.
No other energy drinks are available.
It is the best.
And they still have not sponsored me.
It is the best. Yeah, there's a few Shark things we need to discuss. So that is, of course, not only because you're Jayla Shark, but it is a great drink.
It is a great drink.
I love it. I'm going to open it now.
You can. Haribo Worms.
Brilliant. Love Worms.
Yeah, love a bit of Haribo Worms.
Love Worms. Not in dogs.
No.
Deworming dogs and such.
I've got you a Kinder Egg Surprise.
Love them.
Which aren't
yep.
as good as the old ones now because you can't. You know, you had the old plastic thing inside, and the chocolate was around the outside.
Yeah.
But now it's just half and half.
Das Kinder. Thanks. Dankeschön.
Hold on, I got one more for. I'm not sure if I can do this joke.
I'll give it a go anyway. I think that's your general vibe, isn't it?
I got you a cock.
I'm not sure if I should do or say this. I'll do it anyway.
I'll do it anyway. I got you a cock.
Oh, thanks.
There you go.
What a lovely cock. Thanks.
Got you a lovely little cock.
I'm going to have a little play with this cock now.
Yeah, he's a wind-up cock. You have to wind
there you
him
go.
Up.
Can there we get this up so you can hear? It's a little wind-up chicken that is, it's very nice. Oh, have I broke it already?
Wait, some... it's perfect.
I do like it. It's very nice. Right, thank you for my gifts.
That's all right.
That's great. That's great Facebook Live right there. That's what it was invented for, yeah? Right, yes. While I go into the draw, you keep talking about the burger show.
Okay, so Burger Competition 5, Phuket's... Phuket's Best Burger 5. It's on the 23rd of March this year, and it's going to be at... What are you doing digging down there?
Oh, my God.
It's on the 23rd of March... I believe that's a Saturday, at Boat Lagoon Marina. Other marinas are available, of course, but not for burger competition, because this is the only marina where the burger competition's happening. So, there we go. 23rd of March, burger competition. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be epic this year. We've got loads of stuff. Do you want to know what's coming? What's happening?
Yeah, I do. And it's number 5, which means it's already happened 4 times. And we've got to say this every time, because you are just like an excited kid on every major holiday when it's happening, because it's... I don't think anyone can believe how popular it is, because it is brilliant and everyone loves it.
I think we say the same story every time we have this interview.
When you started it back in the day.
Back in the day, it was... The idea was 6 years ago in probably this radio studio talking with you, an idea about a bird competition. You went, yeah, let's do it. It'll be funny. And we did.
Yeah.
And now 5 years down the line.
I would like to see a bit of Jean-Pierre at the burger show this time.
Oh, Jean-Pierre. Yeah. I've got to save my voice a little bit. I've got an event on Friday. Do you know about it?
No.
Okay. No, you don't actually.
I've
got to be careful
going
because
on?
Yeah, I've got an event on Friday, so I need to save my voice a little bit. So I can't do Jean-Pierre today. What do you want to know about the burger? Oh, burger competition. Right. I am getting excited.
Yeah, break it down.
Break it down.
Let's do the serious bit of the interview now.
At Boat Lagoon Marina, as you go in, you know there's a place called Market of the Villa?
Yes.
Opposite there's like a big grass area. It used to be an old little football pitch.
Yeah.
You know where that is? That's where the event's happening.
Brilliant.
On the 23rd of March. So it's outside on the grass area. We've got Stage Sorted. We've got a couple of bands. We've got the Two Chefs bands. You know them very well, don't you?
I know them very well. They come in all the time. They're brilliant.
Yeah, they are very good. So they're going to be playing. I've got a couple of other bands, which I will release later.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, it's the same old concept. Loads of burgers, loads of adult beverages, loads of live music, and that's kind of, what else do you need?
Yeah, that's what it is, isn't it? It's a burger competition. So you have judges. The format is that there are judges, and then everyone who thinks they're great making burgers all come together, and they bring their cooking things, and they cook burgers.
You're such a good interviewer, because I just forgot about that, because I just think people know about it.
One massive tip that we've kind of garnered
one
over
massive
the last
what, sorry?
Tip.
Okay.
Over the years, like a black tip shark.
Yeah, yeah.
There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah.
Bring
black
another
tip shark.
Shark.
Yeah, yeah, well done.
We'll get to the annoying song very soon.
I love that song.
Oh, mate, it's the worst thing ever. It's so bad.
It's a great song.
It drives me mental.
So you want to know how...
And basically, a great tip for people who are going to go in groups. If you can go in a group of four, it's perfect, because some of the burgers are big and juicy and amazing. Chop it in four and you get to taste more burgers, because it's the thing, you can't just go like, oh, I'll try this burger and have a full burger and then the next one, you'll just be full in seconds.
Sorry, I've just realised you've got your phone numbers up on your screen there, so you remember them, yeah? Why does it say zero in front of the zero? Is that because people are saying something else?
I don't know, I've never looked around here before.
Weird. Okay, let me explain. Really, so for those of you who don't know about the burger competition, basically anyone can enter. All you got to do is email phuketsbestburger@gmail.com. That's phuketsbestburger@gmail.com. I will then send you all the information. Now, you can enter. I don't give you a free tent because you have to pay for it. But you get a space where you can set up your own cooking equipment. You bring your own patties. You bring your own everything. You cook your burgers. I always recommend that people sell smaller burgers. So for about 100, 150 baht. So that means people can go and taste all of them. Last year, we had probably, 20, 24, something along those lines of entries that came in. So that's a lot of burgers to
it
go
is,
and eat.
Yeah. And so, this is the thing, so sliders. There is a few people doing sliders, like slider style
loads
burgers.
Loads of sliders. So then you can try them all out. There's adult beverages there. I've got a few craft beverages that are coming on board and a few, can I say that?
You can say Birvana.
Birvana are coming
in. Yeah, it's a brand.
And I can also, if you like, Tails of the animal that I just gave you. I'm not sure if I can say.
Yeah, don't just say it. Just say beverages with a fruity nature or a kind of like a more
mixed
extravagant.
Mixed beverages. That someone
tropical vibes.
Who shakes around a little bit and says, oh, there you go. It's
shaky
all, yeah,
stuff.
Whatever. There'll be some of them there as well.
Go back to burgers. We're fine talking about burgers.
So.
And another thing on the sizing of burgers, sliders, good, and groups and stuff. Tavorn, now the defending champions.
Two years running.
Oh, that's amazing. They were serving in half burgers as well, which I thought was a great idea. Because then you can actually see their inside melted cheese.
I think the reason why, they did a Juicy Lucy. Now, that's a technical burger. Hold on. A Juicy Lucy is a burger it's a patty with cheese in the middle of it. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, just checking. You looked a bit sad. Was it? Did you have the? I don't know where that came from.
You know when you're talking about something and you get distracted.
Yeah.
That's what's just happened. You carry on talking about the burgers, mate. People don't see me.
Oh,
they don't
I've got to mention Fat Mangos. Apparently, Fat Mangos are going to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Right.
Yeah. If they can get out of bed.
Exactly.
Like the lazy.
They're called
teenagers.
Fat Mangos because they're Fat Mangos.
They're just teenagers, aren't they? They're just running around with cameras.
Yeah, exactly. Look at us. We're millennials. Is that the Robbie Williams song,
like,
isn't it? Something like that.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, they are brilliant. Fat Mango, we love you. We love you, Fat Mango.
B-Boy and Daisy are listening and we're watching.
Momoang Uan.
Have you seen them? The Chosen Band from Molly Malone's?
No, I haven't.
They're good, man. Just go and check them out.
Right,
I might ask them to play, actually.
Are they making burgers?
No, they're not. But who are making burgers? Adam from Two Chefs is making burgers on the night. The
Adam
Village Coconut Island is coming.
Whoa!
They're going to be making burgers on the night. I know for a fact the Novotel Serin and the Novotel Camera are going to be making burgers on the night. And anyone else that wants to enter, please enter. Now, this year, Jason Wilder.
Shout at me, yeah.
It's not just meat, baby. Oh, no, 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 no. I've been nice.
It will be a lot of meat, though.
There will be a lot of meat, yeah. I've been nice to all you vegetarians and vegans. Hello, vegetarians and vegans. You can now enter as well. So we do have a competition for meat-based burgers and also for vegetarian and vegan. Although someone, I won't mention his name, emailed me saying, oh, there's a big difference between vegan and vegetarian burgers. How are you going to run it? And I was like, mate, get over yourself.
Who was it? Hayden Rhodes?
No, it wasn't Hayden. I love Hayden.
I know, I love Hayden.
I love Hayden.
Well, I just wanted to say,
although he's so positive all the time.
Yeah, that's it. He might be saying, like, you've got to categorise a bit more specific. But this is the thing. So it's happened. We talked about this in past interviews about this subject.
Well,
divisions. We did say
I tried
that
it to
could
do
happen.
It. I did try to do it last year, and we only got one vegetarian burger that entered. So I'm pushing it this year for a lot more because people keep telling me, oh, you should do vegetarians. I'm like, oh, I will. It's not me. I'm not the one that's going out there making the burgers. It's up to the people to enter. There are divisions. So we've got a meat division and then we've got a vegetarian stroke vegan division.
Brilliant. Job done. I think that's amazing.
Sorry. Someone just said they can make a good Filipino burger. Ha, 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 ha.
Wow. That's flipping fantastic.
That's probably, oh, yeah, because it's a F. Why do they spell Filipino with an F and not a P? I don't get that.
I don't know. I'm stumped on that. Is it time for me to give you this gift?
Yes, gift.
Right, we'll talk about more things, burger. But
are you going to play a song? Are we going to come back?
Because it's relevant. Okay. No, we're still all right, I think.
Okay, good.
There you go. Take that.
Okay, well,
I mean, it's from a company that I wouldn't usually endorse at all, but it's for a reason that you did an advert for this.
All right, can you open it while I hold the camera?
And it's like, it's a company that I will not endorse because they don't know anything for me, but the thing was, I went in there and they had this.
Rip it open, baby.
Yeah, it's open. And it's the advert that you did.
Beef patty special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onion, on a sesame seed bun. Boom, 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 oh, my boom, God, boom, Jason Wilder, boom, I love you. Boom, boom, look at that.
It was because it celebrated the 50 years of Big Mac. We don't have to say the company, but...
It's pretty obvious, isn't it?
It's pretty obvious. The fact that they've done great marketing over the years.
Haven't they just?
And they went salad at some point. They do salads
They
and
did
stuff
do
now.
Salad, which ruined them, I think.
50 years of the Big Macintosh.
Jason Wilder, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. That's one of your presents. Carry on talking just about one. The burgers, though.
Okay, so anyone, I want you to enter... PhuketsBestBurger@gmail.com. That's PhuketsBestBurger@gmail.com. We don't use websites. We don't believe in websites. We're social, social, social. We generally just stay on the old Facebook. But come and send us a message and we'll sort you out.
And it's going to be brilliant. It's a great day. We've loved it so far. Everyone loves it. It's
and
a great
it's number
get
five. My only thing I'm worried about, we talked about this, the Rocky films. We kind of base a lot of it on the Rocky films. Yep. Rocky 3 wasn't that good and Phuket's Best Burger 3 was a bit dodge. Phuket's Best Burger 4 at Boat Lagoon was awesome.
But Immortals, now got, was that one?
That was a showcase of the Immortals.
Showcase of the Immortals.
So this one is Dare to Dream. The problem is Rocky 5 wasn't that good.
Rocky 4 Ivan Drago?
Rocky 4 was Ivan Drago. Awesome.
Well,
like,
you're
going to
come down
you.
Off that. You're going to come down
if
after that.
If he dies, he dies.
Well, how about just having it Phuket's Best Burger 5, but conceptually think about it being number 4 again in your mind? Then that's going to be
but
as
then
good.
Again, some people did say they like. I think Rocky Five was the one with the white guy. Who's the white? Who was a real boxer? Tommy Gunn.
Tommy Gunn. Yeah, watch that. That's dark, man. His real story's really dark.
Oh yeah, he's not right.
Oh, there's something really dark. I'm not going to talk about it on the airwaves, but just get protected when you're having
Sorry,
fun.
We'll go
with
back
people.
To the Filipino burger if you like. Apparently, it's called a Filipino. Oh, can I say the word horny? You can burger. It's a different spelling with different spices. Ha, 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 ha.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Right, cool. And we look forward to trying that one. Are they joining? Is that them actually validly joining the...
No, that's just someone who's Filipino that's answered the question that we asked about the burger.
Are Tavon coming back?
No, I've emailed Tavon. And they haven't replied.
Oh, what? They said they're defending champions.
They have to come back because to win it 3 years in a run...
I think you should probably make sure they do, even if it's like waive the fee. Just because.
No way I'm not waiving the fee. Do you know how much it cost me to put on this event?
I love it.
I do not... No, I won't talk about that. Look, I'm not the most financially gifted
person. Right, brilliant.
Person.
Okay, listen.
What?
Next gift. Are you ready? Are you ready for this?
I am.
Whoa!
Oh my god! They're skiing goggles!
Because they're like so WWX or whatever you call it.
My wrestling stuff.
Ah! Oh, I need a knife or something.
Use your teeth, man.
Look at this, action.
They're awesome. Can I put them on? Hold on.
Yeah, put them on. That's the main thing.
Sorry, live.
Just so that everyone who's listening to the radio can see them. That's fantastic. Yes, there you go. We'll have to do that. You'll have to wear them for the picture that we'll podcast this whole chaotic sort of experience of radio on.
Are we okay or do you want to play a song and come back?
Should we play a song?
Let's play a song and we can then come back.
And then we'll come back. Right, okay. Do you want to introduce it, Jay?
I can't see it.
It's from the movie world, an Irish movie.
Go on.
A big
Mustang
guy
Sally the fat guy who had the long hair.
The large guy who...
I being fattest?
It's The Commitments.
There we go.
Stay tuned for more.
Live 89.5, your island, your station.